Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
720 WGN, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Boy, it's a mixed bag of weather, isn't it? I mean, for one minute it's raining, the next minute it's sunny. Let's hope that it just waters your lawn and moves on. Sterling Elliott, Dr. Sterling Elliott, is a clinical pharmacist at Northwestern Medicine, and you usually hear him joining our show to talk about drug take-back days, and that's the last time we talked to you. Thanks for joining us, Doc. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We appreciate it. So I want to talk about the two things, Adderall and weight loss drugs. Which one do you want to talk about first?
You tell me, Lisa. I'm ready for either.
You know, everybody wants to hear about the weight loss drugs because there seems to be so a fair amount of misunderstanding about them. And maybe you can dispel some of this. So let's talk about the actual weight loss drugs that are on the market right now. Whether people can get them or not is another issue. But for the first part, what is available?
Well, the weight loss drugs that we're seeing a lot of interest in and that we're seeing a lot of movement in are some injectable drugs. It's a class of drugs we call the GLP-1s. And I think, you know, some of the noteworthy names to people are things like Ozempic and Wegovy, and Mounjaro is another one. And so these are drugs that we know when you give them injectably, they help people lose weight. And they really began as efforts to help fight diabetes, and they work really well. And one of the things that we often find patients with diabetes is that there's excessive weight. And so, you know, helping them lose weight is helpful for diabetes. And we really sort of learned that these drugs did an excellent job of helping people lose weight.
So were all three originally drugs for diabetes, or have some been developed for exclusively focusing on weight loss? And is Zepbound the same as Mounjaro?
Zepbound is another brand name, and I believe that is the same as Mounjaro. And so to answer your question, the drugs, the class of drugs, when they originally came about, they were developed to help fight diabetes. They were developed as a treatment to help people fight diabetes. And we understood then that they had some benefit in terms of weight loss. Over time, those drugs have been studied by the manufacturers, and some of them have additional FDA labeled indications, we call them, meaning the FDA says, we've got data and we know it works to take care of weight loss. So they've sort of expanded their scope of use, I guess, for lack of a better term, and they are used for weight loss. They're often indicated, that's the term we use, but meaning that they're supposed to be dosed for treating diabetes in patients that need weight loss, although that's not the only reason. You can treat patients with diabetes who don't necessarily need the weight loss component.
Right.
Over time, some of those drugs have been also packaged as another brand name that allows them to sell those for the use of weight loss specifically. And that's something that we see a lot with drugs as their use develops over time.
Right. And the cost is very high if they're not coded as a diabetic drug versus a weight loss drug, right? Folks with diabetes should not be paying $1,500 a month. Folks who are losing weight and many times are being charged that for the very same drug. Am I on to something about that?
I mean, certainly, Lisa, certainly they are, they're carrying hefty price tags. I believe, too, unfortunately, at times, even in the setting of diabetes, and some of that often goes to how does a patient's prescription drug coverage help them out with defraying some of those costs. The other thing I think that we've seen here is that in the last couple of years, there's been some new literature out there in the healthcare community really talking about the importance of reining in obesity and weight as though that issue is really ballooning and just skyrocketing in the United States. And so not only does weight have implications for diabetes, but it has implications for cardiovascular issues,
right,
for hypertension.
Well, that's why,
right,
I don't understand why insurance companies don't foot the bill for it, because in my mind, as simple as this equation seems, it's going to save them money in the future if you don't have people having heart attacks or other weight-related risks, you know, in I don't get it. So let me ask you this.
I think we've all wondered that, right?
Yeah.
And I think we do, too. As we're looking at these, and we're watching our patients sort of have difficulty navigating through this issue.
Right. And so it's not just price. Many doctors don't want to prescribe them. But are they intended to work? And I got to get through a few questions here. Are they intended to work at helping you lose weight without changing your diet or including exercise?
No, I would never say that. I think no matter what you do to lose weight, diet and exercise, and healthy diet and good solid exercise, are always going to be staples of weight loss. These drugs will help you start your way on that process. But if you don't change your habits, you're not going to stay that way very long. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. The other question is, because we're getting low on time here, we're up against the news block, but what about people who are going to compound pharmacies and having them compound an injectable that mimics these drugs? Is that safe?
I would say I would caution people against that. I think that is one of the issues that we've seen related to the weight loss drugs when it comes to safety, right? Because a lot of that is really not always well-regulated, and that oftentimes can be compounding pharmacies looking to capitalize on an opportunity, sometimes at the cost of safety. And so my advice to people is to stick to the prescription line through the pharmacy distribution chain. That's really the safest route to go.
And one last question, because I'm getting texters saying that they were heavy drinkers and it's helped them quit drinking. Have you heard of that happening?
That's a new one. I'll tell you, I haven't heard of that. So it'd be hard to speak to that.
It's right. Yeah,
that all the time, right?
Right. But, first I've heard of it, too.
Perhaps it is working. And if that's the case, listen, that's certainly, I'm sure, a helpful benefit for the audience.
Absolutely, because, you know, better health. All right, Dr. Sterling Elliott, again, I never have enough time. I'm going to book you for two segments next time so we continue the conversation and have a conversation about the lack of Adderall as well, okay?
That sounds great. We'll talk whenever you guys get a chance.
He's the best, Dr. Sterling Elliott, clinical pharmacist from Northwestern. And Steve's News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.